cocktail is online.
No, you're good.
Hello, Tom Owens on board.
Tom, this is Bobby. We've got Nancy, Glenda, Ethan.
Okay, I've got Ben Trevino gave me a vote, but I'm not sure we're going to get to a vote. I'll get to that in a minute. So. We'll wait another minute to see if we get anyone else on board here. Okay, the time now is Tom Owens. Time now is 10:04. We're going to begin a special meeting of the board of the Jefferson County Library System. I appreciate everyone dialing in, taking time out of their day to let me give you an update on where we are regarding the retention of a law firm to represent us in the construction litigation. Let me go ahead and just give my report. Following our special meeting, I contacted the law firms that the board ranked in order, and I'll go through each one of them. Jason Campbell at the Anderson firm, they represent the architects in this matter, Holt Stanley Wilcox, so they're out to represent us. So the Anderson firm, Jason Campbell is out. The Watts firm, with Keith McPherson, I have called and left 5 different messages and not received a phone call back from them. They're obviously not interested in representing us. The last one is Randy Grice. It took that firm, I guess, because of the weather last week until this week. They are running a conflict check. I asked him to get the conflict check done before 10 o'clock this morning because I told him we had a board meeting, but apparently that hasn't been able to be done. So the other attorney that didn't look like we were running out of options, I made some phone calls to some law firms that I know, and they recommended this Joel Hoover and his law firm. But unfortunately, he sees there's going to be a conflict between the architect, the contractor, and the roofer, he represents. So unfortunately, we've struck out on everybody. We only have one attorney left that hasn't told us no, and that's Randy Grice, who, like I said, is performing a conflict check. So the bottom line is we have to have a response from the library system submitted to East Harding Construction, to Van Tillman, by today. And so therefore, I have taken the liberty of drafting one as board chairman, read all the contracts, and I'm going to submit a letter to East Harding, notify them that we have problems. because I don't know what else to do at this point, because we don't have a law firm. I'm hopeful that Randy Grice will get back with me and tell me that they've done a conflict check and they can represent the system in this matter. But if not, then we're back to the drawing board, and I guess we'll just put it on the agenda for the board meeting. Because I was hopeful today that I would be able to approve Joel Hoover and his law firm today, but he just called yesterday, like I said, and they've got a conflict. So does anyone have any questions? Is everybody clear on this? I don't have anything to put forward for a vote today by the board. I just wanted to keep the board informed, let you know what's going on, and make sure that if y'all have questions, I was able to answer them for you guys.
Larissa Davis, I have no questions at this time. I do have one question. Should we be seeking looking for other attorneys to help out in this process?
If Randy Grice does not, I'm comfortable with that law firm. It's the Hilburn and Harper law firm. I'm comfortable with them if he can take the case. But if not, then yes, we're going to need to continue to look for additional law firms. And all I know to do is once I get an information from him that says that they cannot do it, then I'll get a list of additional law firms together. But we'll file this notice today that I'm going to file and send certified mail to East Harding Construction. By doing that, that'll buy us a little additional time before we have to actually have a law firm engaged. You know, it'll preserve our rights, in other words. Any other questions? Anybody have any questions about what's going on?
Tom, I have Nancy, Glenda, Ethel, Larissa, and you are as people who are on the call. Is there anyone else?
Director Morgan, no, not that I know of. I did, like I said, Ben Trevino did reach out to me today and said he had a prior Zoom call at 10 o'clock and he wanted to participate but couldn't. But if we had a vote, he authorized me to be his proxy. But obviously, we don't have a vote to put forth today. So I just, but since he hasn't attended a meeting since I've been chair, I thought the board needed to know he does still want to participate. So anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, with that, I'm going to go ahead and send the notice that's required out today, certified. Director Morgan, I'm going to put it from, because in reading the contract, you're the designated agent in all the contracts. I'm going to put it is from you and me as board chair and you as director. And we can get a copy to the board members to ship for your records once we've got that sent out. So,
do I need to sign that today?
I'm going to just go ahead and sign it as board chair and put you down. I think it will be suffice. We'll suffice with that. So,
okay.
And I will get you a copy because, like I said, you're our designated agent in these contracts. I'll get you a copy of that and as well as the board. So,
okay.
And I guess, like I said, I'm sorry to waste everybody's time this morning, but like I said, done all I think I could do to get it to the point. We just got to keep pushing down the road, moving forward. So.
This is Ethel. I have a question. How
yes,
much
ma'am.
Time does your certified letter that's going out today, how much time does that buy us?
There's no schedule. As far as I know, there's no like schedule. I don't think it's been scheduled. The mediation, Director Morgan, do you have any knowledge that there's been a mediation actually date scheduled?
Not that I am aware of. They were still trying to resolve it without mediation.
Okay. Yeah, and that's, but apparently, if you read the contracts, the architect through their attorney, Jason Campbell, had sent out a notice that there's problems, and we're required to also do the same to preserve our rights. So that's why we're having to do this, and that's why I'm going to go ahead and send out the letter today, just to preserve our time. I don't think there's been anything scheduled. Like I said, we've just got to get an attorney in there to start fighting for us. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for all you've been doing, because I know it's a lot of work.
No problem.
I wish y'all could see
my notepad. I have made notes. I've got 10 pages of notes because I've been documenting every time I make a phone call, trying to take notes when I left messages and when I do talk to a receptionist, who I talk to. For whatever reason, I know last week was snow, but these conflict checks with these big firms apparently takes longer than it does for me and my little small firm. But anyway, I appreciate everyone for being on here at this time. If there's no further questions. Is there any questions from anyone else? Okay, well then at this time the meeting will be adjourned, and be looking for a letter from me that discloses the letter. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, I do have two. Tom.
Hello.
Yes.
I do have a question, not concerning this, but about the agenda that's going out for the meeting next week.
Yeah.
When would that be going out?
I asked for the it to be done a week in advance. So way we had set it up was that either Director Morgan or Assistant Director Williams will present something, an agenda to me, and I'll revise it. And I think that's what the bylaws say. I don't have a problem with getting with you, Vice Chair, to go over the agenda prior to submission to the press. So once I get it from them, I'll get with you.
Okay. Okay, that is good.
Okay, well, if there's no other questions or concerns at this time, we're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.